This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver man was sentenced to 448 years in prison Thursday on a conviction for human trafficking. Robert Hawkins was found guilty on 18 criminal counts, including five involving human trafficking. The Denver District Attorney's Office says Hawkins exploited seven people, including two minors, between 2018 and 2021. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill Thursday that would complicate the state's implementation of ranked choice voting, even if voters approve it in November. The bill would require that some local governments try the method before it could be used in statewide or federal elections. Polis says he's committed to implementing ranked choice voting and other significant changes if Colorado voters approve the measure. Democrats hold the majority of seats in Colorado's congressional delegation and strong majorities in the state legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what the party has set its sights on next.
Democrats have been dominant in the higher levels of state politics, so state party chair Shad Murab is turning his attention to the state's thousands of local government offices. He says the party's success in flipping conservative Douglas County school board seats is just the beginning.
These are places that we've traditionally just left aside and not competed in, and it shows that when we take a positive, community-driven message to these communities, Democrats are absolutely capable of winning in rural areas.
Murab said on Thursday that the party is helping with fundraising and planning in traditionally red places like Park and El Paso counties. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.